Good evening, good evening, good evening. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Amen. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're gathered here today, this New Year's Eve, to give God praise and worship. Amen. For blessing us down through another year. Getting ready to go over into a new year. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm forgetting the things that are behind me, pressing forward toward the things that are before me, that are in Christ Jesus. Give our choir a hand as they come. news. That's good news. Know that Jesus will take care of us. Amen. Our scripture will be found 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am based among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I might not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to be obedient unto Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all obedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And verse 7 says, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust in himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. Praise God. 7 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let us pray. Father God, we come now to just say thank you for allowing us to be able to function down through this past year. God, you've been good to us. You watched over us and you kept us. Even though we have encountered some things in life, we realize that you always been with us, because your word has taught us you never leave us and you never forsake us. And God, you've been faithful to your word. You keep waking us up in the morning. Keep putting food on our table, shelter over our heads, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. You're giving us a portion of life, health, and strength. God, we say thank you tonight because you've been mighty good to us. As close as we are to the new year, somebody won't make it. But God, we are just thanking you right now that you allowed us to make it thus far. Oh God, as we come tonight, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, because you are worthy to be praised tonight. You keep on blessing us over and over and over and over again down through our lives. God, you've been good to us. As we look back over this year, the things that we have encountered, the viruses, the flu, and all of the other things that has occurred in our lives, God, you've still been good to us. And so we say thank you tonight. And as we get ready to cross over into a new year, oh God, we pray you walk before us, that everything we do, we be led by your spirit, that as we go from day to day, that you would just lead us and guide us and direct us, that we might do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Oh God, we want to give you glory. We want to lift you up. We want you to have the honor tonight. Oh, bless you in a mighty way. Bless this choir as they sing your Zion songs. Bless these musicians as they pray. God, we pray that you just bless the whole congregation, those who are here, those who are listening in. Oh, God, bless right now. As we look into the new year, God, is you that will keep us. It is you that will hold us. And so, God, we give it all to you tonight, saying, dear Lord, if you lead us, we will follow. Bless in a mighty way. In this service here, let your spirit flow. Let your people know that you're still on the throne. God, if you do it, we know everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Our choir will come back now in concert. Amen. Give them a hand if you will.
worship. I'm entering into it with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm entering into it with praise.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I got joy in my heart.
Yeah.
I got a praise on my lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Somebody ought to thank him. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you. Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now that's the way to praise and worship the old year out and the new year in. Hallelujah. As God has been that good that we can worship and praise him. Hallelujah. No matter what your situation might be like, just know God is in the midst. For he says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let me, if you will, for a few moments, try to encourage your hearts. I know that some has encountered some things down through this last year. Some have even lost loved ones. But I want you to know that God is still in control. In spite of our situations, God is still working things out for our good. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I want to just read verse 4 through 7 again. I think this is what we need to take hold of. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 to 7. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. Praise God. Seven verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you once again for this privilege and opportunity to say a word for you. Come, come, Holy Spirit, take control now. Take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven. They might be saved, they might be set free, they might be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that if you come, that we'll be able to hear from heaven. Bless us now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I simply entitled this, Letting Go. And letting God. Letting go and letting God. Amen. As we close out this year of 2022, we need to let go and let God have his way. Amen. All of us in this room at some point or another have dealt with issues in our lives. These issues have direct impact on how we live on a daily basis. These issues have a name. Strongholds. Strongholds directly affect our relationship with God. A stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and deceptions. Pathological lying is the compulsive urge to lie about matters big and small, regardless of the situation. And let me warn you tonight. Satan strives on these D's: distraction, deception, and ultimately destruction. Strongholds causes us to think in a way that blocks us from God's blessings. Strongholds comes in different shapes and sizes. Some may have a problem with bad language. Others may have a sin that creeps up from time to time. This evening, brothers and sisters, we're going to seek God's will in letting go of these strongholds and letting God have supreme control of our lives. How can we tear down strongholds in our lives? Well, there's three things we need to look at tonight: renew, rebuke, and repent. We must renew our minds. You don't want to carry some of the things that you had in 22 over into 23. Paul tells us in Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Brothers and sisters, as our minds are renewed, we may discern what is good, acceptable, and perfect, and the will of God. In other words, we got to stop thinking our way and start thinking God's way. Paul tells us in Philippians 4 and 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. When folks are caught up in spiritual warfare, feel strongholds, their thinking is shame-based, and they do not realize that it is God's will and it is good for them to get away from the past. Oh yes, there's some things you got to turn loose in the past. You can't carry some things you've been carrying in 22. You got to learn how to let it go and let God reveal to you the will that he has in your life. We renew our minds through spending time in the Word of God. This is where we're lacking, that we don't spend time in the Word of God. We do everything else, but we don't spend time in the Word of God. Ephesians 5, 26 through 27 tells us that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. Oh yes, brothers and sisters, we got to stop letting our flesh, amen, dictate to us what we do. We have to start letting the Word direct us. in order that we might be what God wants us to be. Notice in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18, it says, be strong in the Lord and in his power. In our power alone, we never be able to hold up to Satan's trickery and deceit. Only through the power of God can we defeat deception. Put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Pray, God Almighty, pray. Here's why you need to pray. It's because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God's word can and will provide resources to help eliminate the strongholds from our lives. That's why John tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, he says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye be my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free. I ask you a question tonight. Do you want to be free? See, the mind has a tendency to imprison you, or it can make you free. It's all a matter in the way you think. Notice the second point tonight. We must rebuke. In other words, express sharp disapproval of Satan's power in our lives by claiming what? The blood of Jesus. What has the blood of Jesus done for you and I? Notice in Ephesians 2, you and I was dead in our trespasses and sin. You and I was doomed to a devil's hell. But because of Jesus, we've been given the opportunity to be made alive in Christ Jesus. Romans 5 and 8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2 and 14 says, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle walls partition between us. Ain't you glad tonight that God is breaking down the partition between us and the sins of life? Because Jesus is working on the inside, we have the peace of God in us. That's why John says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, if you want to defeat a stronghold in your life, what you need to do is claim Jesus. Amen. For Jesus is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He's got all power in his hands. He can destroy, but yet he will defend. In the time of trouble, if you can just call on the name of Jesus, amen, strongholds will come down. John 10 and 10 tells us, amen, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I hear Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his sheep life. So that I come by to let you know tonight that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Now, do I have a witness here? In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. I'm so glad tonight that I have a Savior that has got me out of the mock and miry clay, that he paid a debt that I couldn't pay, and now he's placed my feet on a solid rock. I don't know about you tonight, but that lets me let go and let God have his way. We must repent daily and seek the face of God to avoid the wiles of the devil. That's why Paul says, I die daily, because every time I turn around, when I try to do good, evil is always present. You know how it is. When Satan gets on the trail, you try to do the right thing. And every time you try to do good, something bad shows up. But I come by to let you know that you have a chance to get it right with God. What you messed up in 22, you can get right in 23. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Do I have a witness here? I heard the writer says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, he says, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which doeth easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that we set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm so glad that God gave me a chance to lay aside everything that separates me from him. God allowed us to take our strongholds, to allow the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sins, and we will be forgiving. Allow God to give you freedom from the chain of sin that has bound you. You've been bound in some things in 22. Now let it go. Say, God, take it away. I don't want it no more. It all been for my satisfaction. Now, Lord, I want the joy that the world can give to me. I want your peace down in my soul. I want you to know tonight, allow God to show you his glory. Anybody want the glory of God? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, seeking to be more like Jesus. Every day of my life, I want to walk just like Jesus. I want to talk just like Jesus. I want to serve just like Jesus. Do I have a witness tonight? For ye were sometime in darkness in 22, but now you are light in the Lord in 23, as walking as children of light. Listen, children, don't return to your old ways. Allow God to continually change your heart, change your mind, transforming you by his power of the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad If I could just get down on my knees. When I'm on my knees, I can not go any further. Can I get a witness here? Don't be afraid to talk to Jesus in 23. Tell him what you want. Do I have a witness here? If you want more power, tell him. If you want more love, tell him. If you want more peace, tell him. If you want more joy, tell him. But you got to pray. You got to ask. You got to seek. And you will find. I heard David say in Psalms 143. He said, hear my prayer, O Lord. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Deliver me, teach me, quicken me, bring me up. Let me be all that you want me to be in 23. I want all you got for me. I know the best is yet to come. I'm crossing over into a new year. I'm crossing over into a new time because God has already worked out a new thing in my life. The way I used to be, I won't be no more. I'm claiming his glory. I'm claiming his peace. I come to tell you, let it go. Let it go. And let God take control in 23. Just renew your mind. Rebuke Satan. Repent every day. And God will. God will. God will. God will. God will. He'll take care of you. But you got to let it go. And let God. Stop trying to hold on to things that are pulling you down. But let go and let God. Trust in the Lord and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. Letting go and letting God have his way. That's my word for you in 2023. Forget about what you already done. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You might have sassy somebody, but it's done now. What's said has been said. What's done has been done. But now press toward the mark of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Let him lead you all the way from earth to heaven. Will you do it tonight? Will you do it tonight? We offer Christ to you. Whether you're here or whether you're listening in virtually or watching virtually, we want to offer Christ to you tonight. Say to you, he is available. Remember, he is your wonderful counselor. You can go to him. You can talk to him. And what you tell Jesus, he won't tell nobody else. Won't you receive him tonight? Let him come in and make a change in your life. Let him clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. If that's your desire, just come give me a hand and give God your heart. Let him fix it for you right now. Let go and let God. Maybe you're not here. Maybe you're home. Maybe you're in your car, wherever you might be. You have the same opportunity, because wherever you are, God is right there where you are. All you have to do is confess your sins and ask him to forgive you. The word says he's faithful to forgive you. So I ask that you would just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the word of God. Letting go and letting God take control. Your life will be better. And as we get ready now to listen to some more music, let's just give God praise for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I never. Charge of my thoughts, both day and night.
Come on, give another hand. Amen. Thank you. Sound like Paul Beasley in here. Amen. What talent, what talent. The Lord has blessed our minister of music with. Give him another hand. He deserves another hand. Amen. Praise God. Give our choir a hand. You did a wonderful job. Hallelujah. Our musicians. Amen. Our sound technicians. Praise God. Give yourselves a hand. Amen. We close out this old year and go into the new year. Amen. Let's look to God, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Let's walk by faith and not by sight. So as we pray the old year out and the new year in, let's do it with conviction that we're going to be better in 2023. Amen. Father, we thank you once again that you kept us for 364 days. And now, Lord, we get ready to go over into a new year. We pray, dear Master, that thou would take us by our hands, walk with us and talk with us. Let us know, dear Lord, when we are going wrong. We look to you to be our GPS, that when we get off track, you can get us back on track. And so, God, take us, take us, take us now into this new year with no fears, knowing that even though we might go through some valleys, you promised to be with us, to walk through the valley. And, oh, God, we're looking to you now that you will be a blessing to this ministry, that we would just go higher and higher in your word. That somebody who is lost by the wayside might see the light and want to be saved. Lord, bless every ministry here at this church. Lord, help us to grow to be all that you want us to be. God, bless this choir, all of the choirs, Lord, that as they sing your Zion songs in 23, that they'll sing it to your glory. All the musicians, Lord, touch and anoint them afresh in 2023. That they will play to your glory. Oh, God, bless your preached word. Each preacher, including myself, that as we preach, we'll preach to your glory. That somebody might be saved. Somebody might be set free. Lord, just bless us as we go over into this new year. That we will be all that you will have us to be. Lord, we know if you do it, we will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Everybody say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thank you. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest through the Bible is now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. Oh.